Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Roger.
And to you as well.
He is the greatest free speech martyr of our time. A man who will live in infamy for his incredible sacrifices, for the persecution that he has endured.
Yeah, we need some swelling organ music in the background. Don't we?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like Tim's working on that now.
This man is the gravest free speech martyr of our time.
Wow.
And this is going to change everything in America, say 42 judges who signed a letter of outrage. He's not Charlie Kirk. Who cares about him? No, he's James Comey.
A living martyr.
A living martyr. Yes. Weird.
Look that one up.
Yeah, look that one up. I don't know if that's a thing. But it is, according to the 42 judges, that this is really big on the left right now, just wrote a protest letter saying that poor James Comey is being prosecuted and persecuted for the crime of free speech.
Well.
And I wonder, are they talking about the part where he encouraged the murder of Trump? 8647. That's anyway. They don't mention that part.
Yeah, we don't say what speech it is.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, we should all be able to call for the murder of the president, right? Wait, no. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. Let's start again. 42 judges, federal judges, all Democrats, have signed a letter saying that actually Comey is the free speech martyr, and he is being prosecuted for the crime of criticizing his president. They call this, let me just read this.
Yeah,
for the first time in American history, which according to Democrats, by the way, and Democrat judges, American history begins in January of 2025, just to be clear.
Okay.
For the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens to disagree with their president and their government and to express their views and opinions on any matter they wish, including their president, is under unprecedented attack by the president of the United States.
Wow. Unprecedented.
And they are saying the charges against Comey must be dropped and that this DOJ should not be weaponized against him. His only crime is criticizing Donald Trump.
An innocent beachcomber.
Right. Yeah. Just looking for the murder of that thing there. Okay. Well, what's so dangerous about this, Lee, is that they are once again referring to the Donald Trump presidency as dictatorship, which pushes these leftists, some of whom are so misinformed, they're literally scared. They think they're watching free speech crumble before their eyes.
Mm, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
What they don't mention is, you know, when Comey was doing this criticism of the president and that resulted in these charges, where was he exactly?
Good.
They kind of don't mention it.
Good
they
question.
Say he should have his free speech. See, his problem is he was under oath before Congress. That's his problem.
Whoops.
Yeah. And when you lie under oath, that's a felony.
Yeah, yeah. We used to call it perjury.
Yeah, it's called perjury. And Comey knows that because he prosecuted Mike Flynn for it. His FBI, starting with his investigation, he was relieved of his duties, but prosecuted Roger Stone for it. So he's really familiar with the idea that there kind of isn't really free speech under oath. There's just the truth. And Comey lied under oath. Comey is not just charged. And by the way, I've been pointing this out. The mainstream media has been ignoring the second charge. They're pretending there is not a second charge. That charge is obstruction. Because members of Congress requested from Comey all of the Russia collusion documents, all of the information. He kind of left out the part where he was briefed in writing by the CIA and told there was no Russia collusion, there was no Russia hacking, and there was no Russian interference. There also weren't any Russian bots. Mm. All of that was Hillary and the federal contractors that she sent to fake the hackings of the elections boards. Yeah. And we've learned all of that in recent weeks. Thankfully, nobody, because nobody set fire to the burn bag with Comey's server in it. That's See, Comey right. thought that that was burned, but it wasn't. So these judges are kind of leaving those things out. But this is incredibly dangerous, Roger, because there are left-wing thugs, 10,000 of them, who are members of the John Brown Gun Society, and they are actively training across 49 states for war with guns. And they get a badge, an ID badge, that has a hammer and a sickle on it.
Wow.
And, yeah.
In the name of...
And these people think they're fighting a dictatorship.
Yeah, there you go. An insurrection, an armed insurrection.
So these judges are acting when they write, for the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens disagree with their president and their government express their views and opinions is under unprecedented attack. They write that, again, as if history began in January of 2025.
Yeah.
In the face of evidence to the other, you want to know what dead evidence is? This is crazy. Democrats running around, including fake Tapper on CNN, saying that this atrocity against the free speech martyr, James Comey, who strangely is not dead yet, and the other free speech martyr, Jimmy Kimmel, the greatest free speech martyr of all time,
wow,
ignores evidence right before our eyes, like that Trump just got a judgment this week, $23 million payout.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Right, from YouTube.
YouTube and Google, yeah.
For censoring him on behalf of the government. Weird. Really, really weird. Like an actual court settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Which followed the $20-plus million court settlements from Facebook and X for the government censorship of Trump, you know, where they allowed the FBI a backdoor so Democrats could just go in and delete your account if they didn't like what you were saying. I'll give you an example. When a investigative journalist with Real Clear Politics, by the name of his last name's Perry, I'm blanking on his first name right now, he had begun to document Adam Schiff's crimes and the leaking he was doing, which we now know is real. We've gotten that information the last 6 weeks out of the burn bags. Schiff panicked, did not like that. So he just called up his friend, Elvis Chan at the FBI, said, hey, I'm going to need to delete his X account. He's saying true things about my crimes. And the FBI said, oh, cool. Well, yeah, that's what we do all day here at the FBI. We erase Democrat crime. Yeah, sure, we're right on that. And they deleted his account.
Of course. All right. Who needs a burn bag?
Right. So let's review what these 42 judges who've signed this letter declaring Comey the greatest free speech martyr of all time and completely ignoring Charlie Kirk. For the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens disagree with their president and their government to express their views and opinions is under unprecedented attack. Again, this is what is going to, these are kind of lies, going to make these guys pick up guns because they think they're fighting a dictatorship when actually they were living under one, under Joe Biden. Roger, I'll never forget. I went to Moe's.
Oh, yeah.
I love Moe's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to Moe's one Friday before recording the Battleground America podcast, and it was the week that Elon Musk had bought X.
Oh yeah.
And I left and I went to Moe's. I came back. I had 1,700 new followers in 40 minutes. Why? Yeah. He had lifted the restrictions, the right. algorithms. By the end of the night, like by the time it was like dark out,
mm-hmm.
I had more than 5,000 new followers because there was no White House or Elvis Chan, or FBI blocking me. And I was like, oh, this is what I should have had all those years. I wonder how much money out of my pocket that is. How much bigger Battleground America would be. How much bigger this show would be. That was stolen from me. I know what that's like to have that boot on my neck. I know what it's like. James Comey will never know what that's like.
And the censorship that they later copped to, they admitted.
No, they admitted all of it.
Sure.
They're paying out judgments to Trump this week.
Yep.
By the way, he's not keeping the money. He's donating it to help the country because that's all he does.
Yeah, the other settlement's going to go to fund the library. No taxpayer money involved.
So, again, this free speech martyr stuff, as outrageous as it is, as Orwellian as it is. Remember, I started the show this morning. The greatest command of the party was to ignore the evidence before your eyes.
Yeah.
This idea that we are now in the gravest free speech environment ever, which is an absolute crock, is dangerous. Because these 10,000 John Brown Gun Society folks who are training right now, they believe this stuff. They think that they are fighting a dictatorship when they were the dictatorship.
The cause and the marching order.
So, yeah. And look, it's not just me. I mean, it's like RFK, right? He had his account taken.
Yeah.
He was censored. That's
right, he was.
He's a member of the Trump administration. He's a victim just like Trump is. I mean, when Elvis Chan decreed and the FBI decreed that Trump wasn't to have a Facebook account or an X account anymore, they just took it. Democrats had never experienced anything like that, Roger. But these left-wingers don't know it, and that's what's so dangerous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this is incredible. Again, the greatest command of the party is to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. The way they lie still after all these years blows me away. Here's Nancy Pelosi yesterday going, look, if there was ever any evidence, I mean, if there's ever any legislation that, you know, gave illegals or allowed illegals to get free health care, why I would know about it. There is no illegals getting health care.
The Trump administration has alleged that Democrat proposal would allow California to continue a loophole and uploading here to exploit, to fund Medicaid for undocumented immigrants.
I'll write most of these bills. The federal government does not, and no federal dollars are spent on people who are undocumented.
Let me read this from the Congressional Budget Office, which she loves to cite because it usually favors Democrats. It's kind of the arbiter, has been for decades, of what goes on at the Hill in terms of what's actually in the legislation and its effects. About, and I quote, 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status requirements for Medicaid, but who would be covered under current law in programs funded by the states. This was their estimate regarding how many people were cut from the Medicaid rolls by the big, beautiful bill. That is the Congressional Budget Office. So, I mean, this is a whole new level of denying reality for the Democrats that shows their desperation. It still blows me away, though. I mean, there's the internet. Here's another citation from the Congressional Budget Office, which, again, Nancy Pelosi loves to quote most of the time. How much money is this illegal immigrant health care funding? Would it have cost Congress if it continued? $200 billion in federal savings over the next decade from the big, beautiful bill provisions that tighten immigrant eligibility for Medicaid, Medicare, and Obamacare, unquote. I'm reading the CBO. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how else to define reality for it. We got liberal trolls still this morning trying. This is what's so dangerous is these Democrats just wind them up and send them out. It's incredible how they lie. But we're going to win this one. You know why we're going to win this one? They got a problem. And it's kind of a fascinating problem if you really look at it. They've won every one of these shutdown battles before because they had the media. But this time they're doing it without media protection. We talked earlier in the week about how MSNBC and CNN have hit all-time lows with their viewership. I mean, shocking lows. There are actually times of day when more people are listening to us now, this station, than are watching in the key demos CNN or MSNBC. That's astonishing. Their power, though, is still in video clips that go out. And people do see those. But they, folks, when you look at this number that just came out for this Gallup poll, all-time low in those expressing confidence in newspapers and television. Just 28% said they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the television networks. And all of them except Fox are mainstream media. I mean, they're liberal media. And look at this, what they did. They cashed all their chips in trying to get Trump. They just lied and lied and lied. Russia collusion hoax. All of the lies they told about Trump, which blew up like bombshells in their faces. Listen to this. America's confidence in mass media has edged down to a new low, which is 28% expressing a great deal or fair amount of trust, right? This is down from 31% last year and 40% 5 years ago. They cashed it in on COVID. Oh, the shots work. Get one or you'll lose your job. Oh, actually, it makes you more likely to get COVID. Oh. Totally safe. There's no DNA in there. Oh. They don't cause reproductive problems for women. Oh. Folks, when Gallup began measuring that trust in the news media in the 70s, between 68 and 72% of Americans said it. So, I mean, when you're that they trust the media. So when you're seeing it go from 40% trust 5 years ago to 28% now, they cashed in all their chips just with sloppy lies trying to take down Trump. They didn't kill the king. And now they're trying the government shutdown. And this time it's not working. It's not working. But they don't know. They have not figured out they live in a new reality now. Reality is a struggle for them. So protection racket media is at a new record low in trust. That's in a massive erosion over the last 5 years. And again, the media cashed that credibility in, trying to kill Trump. And they literally have nothing left. Literally have nothing left. Meanwhile, did you hear this? Joy Reid, y'all. Oh, I love this. Joy Reid talking about what fascism is. You know how she accuses us, they accuse us of being fascist? And they don't really define what fascist is. Well, she very helpfully defined it finally, the horror we would all live under. Take a listen to what fascism is and what she says we're secretly trying to do. And I hope we're right here. This is former MSNBC host. Take a listen.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things.
When she says people to want fewer things, she means Democrats with no qualifications who run multi-billion dollar NGOs where they just transfer the gold bar, I'm sorry, the tax dollars in, that's what she means. They need people to want fewer things. Like her Democrat friends won't have mansions outside DC anymore. She's not talking about you. You don't count. You're just a serf. You know how like, you ever see one of those movies where the king will like roll up and demand tribute from the serfs and you've got to give him like your goat and your first child or something? That's what she's talking about. Folks, this is a party where Kamala Harris took a $6 billion check to Bethesda, Maryland to drop it off to an NGO that was run by former Barack Obama staffers. Where's the money? By the way, Trump overnight just inflicted massive pain on the Democrats. You know what he did? He took some of their funny money. $6 billion in environmental grants? Gone. Took it back. Oh, I'm sorry. It was seven. Took it back. Because, you know, shutdown. Got to save money somehow. You know what that means? They always set those up so that when they do the pass through the second and the third, the EPA can't oversee it anymore. And where's it go after that? I don't know. Probably into campaign coffers, personal coffers, mansions, stuff like that. They can't have it anymore. People can instead give it to their kids instead of Democrats. Joy Reid cannot. She doesn't know how to exist in that world. I bet you and I do. The Civil War has already started and looks exactly like I told you it would all those years ago. Democrat Party, I warned, is merging with the cartel. Their human trafficking networks dug in sanctuary cities. Who have the Democrats fought the hardest for? Not the mom working to support two girls at a hotel who happens to be an illegal immigrant. No, but the cartel bosses, the human traffickers themselves. The poster boy of the Democrats is a human trafficker. Mr. Abrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, who, by the way, may be on his way to Uganda right now. Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, warned us about this, that the cartels were building networks to survive after Biden was gone.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before.
They're actually helping
and I fear
aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy, and it's hard to believe.
What Trump's doing right now is announcing generally, hey, I'm going to Chicago, I'm going to Portland, I'm going to all of these sanctuary cities, I'm going to combat crime. What is he actually doing? It's fascinating. He's deconstructing these networks that Ken Paxton warned us about more than 2 years ago.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is doing its job to arrest violent illegals in Chicago. Now some numbers coming in since the launch of Operation Midway Blitz. So far, federal agents have arrested more than 800 illegal immigrants, who include convicted rapists, child predators, and murderers. Illinois Democrats still don't appreciate the help.
We are telling this unwarranted and unconstitutional occupation by ICE and potentially by military troops to get out of Chicago. You are not helping us.
The reality is that this stunt has nothing to do with public safety. This is about politics, money, and power.
Folks, have you seen who Trump picked up in Chicago? They're screaming bloody murder after he picked up 800 illegal immigrants. But you go through their records, it's released by the Department of Homeland Security. These are some guys working overnight in a hotel or on a construction site. Oh my gosh. Midway Blitz. Unbelievable. And you go through this. Statutory rape, armed carjacking, child sex crimes. A lot of these guys, which is really interesting, have a nexus of charges, either weapons charges. These are illegal immigrants in this country. Weapons charges, assault charges, drug charges, because they're trafficking drugs. And weirdly, child sex and pedophilia charges. This is who moved those 300,000. They know where they are. The kids. Let me just give you one example. But the whole list is like Trump. What Trump is doing is going in and ripping out these cartel networks that are hiding behind these sanctuary city Democrat politicians by the roots. And you just heard J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, raging because Trump took out these 800. Cristobal Carias Macin, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador, convicted of statutory rape. Oh, there we go again. Fraud, aggravated felony. Pending charges of assault, failure to register a sex offender. He's just wandering around. They let him out. Could have turned him over to ICE. Wouldn't. Stefan Serverve, a criminal illegal alien from Austria. By the way, these guys are from all over the world, these criminal networks. This is what's incredible. Lithuania, Poland, Austria. It's not just some brown guys from Guatemala. Stefan Serverve, criminal illegal alien from Austria, previously convicted of, sexual assault. Aggravated criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual abuse, numerous sexual predator in a public park offenses, child sex offender loitering, failure to register as a sex offender, currently charged with murder, rape, serial abuse of a minor, also has weapons charges. This is who these cartels are using. Wojciech Kaczynik, a criminal legal alien from Poland, arrested for DUI, strong-arm aggravated assault against a family member. Eduardo Sandoval Segundino, something like that, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, convicted of two counts of driving under the influence of liquor, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony, carrying a handgun with possession of what methamphetamine. The trafficking for the cartels. He's ripping out their these networks, and you have the mayor of Chicago raging over this.
We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
Yes, because law enforcement is a disease, the mayor says.
The fact of the matter is, we are driving violence down in this city, and we're using every single resource that's available to us. Jails and incarceration and law enforcement is a sickness that has not led to sick communities.
But here's what's really weird. He loves law enforcement when they're serving in his personal 150 officer security detail. Yeah, see, 50 of them work at a time protecting him and his wife, and they need the others to go off duty, right? So they need 150. Never mind that the city is down 800 officers because of the, you know, negativity of the defunding efforts. No. But for Brandon Johnson, I mean, personally, not really a disease or a sickness.
And your wife, Stacy, be willing to cut your security detail from 150 sworn police officers and put those police officers back on the street where they can protect real Chicagoans?
So we're very proud of the work that we're doing collectively to ensure that our police officers have the resources that they need. As I've said repeatedly,
yeah, he doesn't answer the question. 150 strong entourage, 50 of which work at a time, full time. What? While he trashes law enforcement. Why? You don't even make this make sense to you. They are protecting their cartel networks that bring them their voters or who they perceive to be their voters. That's why they hate law enforcement. Law enforcement gets in the way of the voter drive. But they know how dangerous what they're doing is. They know how they live in a city like that where the cartel could have you assassinated if they're not happy or just want to power. So he has a security detail. It's like Mexico, except it's Chicago. Folks, it's even worse than I told you in the last segment. 800 internationally wanted gangsters, criminally cartel-connected gangsters, illegal immigrants with clear criminal records picked up in Chicago while the governor blasts Donald Trump and tells him to leave, and the mayor of Chicago blasts Trump and tells him to leave. While they tried to protect Trende Aragua, which had taken over another apartment complex. Folks, you are watching the merger of the Democrat Party and these violent international cartels that I warned you about.
The political left is also pushing against a massive federal raid on an apartment complex taken over by members of the violent Trende Aragua gang. Mike Tobin is in Chicago. Mike.
Ben Harris, it was a stunning show of force by federal agents as they stormed that apartment building on Chicago's South Side. That joint operation is still drawing fallout from both supporters and critics alike. About 1 a.m. in the South Shore neighborhood, agents from the FBI, ATF, Border Patrol, and ICE overwhelmed the building, coming at it from every exit, even inserting snipers by Black Hawk helicopter on the rooftop. Illinois Democrats, who've been opposed to the enhanced immigration efforts, are outraged at this show of force in the historically troubled South Shore neighborhood.
What happened last night at 1 o'clock was absolutely disgusting.
This is an extension of the horror that we have been seeing for several weeks now. And one more thing that I want to make very clear is that we're going to continue fighting.
There were six specific targets in the raid, believed to be members of that Venezuelan
fighting
criminal gang.
To keep Trende Aragua operational in Democrat cities. Does she know what they do with those apartments? Read UK Daily Mail. They sell kidnapped girls out of them. For sex. Oh, and drugs, too. Guess it's just the Democrat way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.